the tournaments we always check in with is the Auckland Open. And a few big names, as we mentioned yesterday, out of the tournament. But to find out the latest on who's left, Alistair Hunt, who we spoke to yesterday, the New Zealand Davis Cup captain, joins us. Good morning, Alistair, and thanks for your time again on RSN 927.
Good morning. How's things going?
Very well. Now, I always do like to follow a man who plays tennis, and his name is Tennis. Tennis Sangren. He's progressed through to the semi-finals. How did he go yesterday?
Yeah, he obviously, you know, sort of reasonably tight match, but look, the way he plays, he's a bit of a journeyman, I guess, and he managed to get through on those big points. Looked pretty solid, and you know, he's going to have a pretty tough match, I think, against Kohlschreiber coming up. But, yeah, he looked pretty sharp. I think he's, you know, he went fairly well Aussie last year, so he needs to be back in form, I guess, and he looks to be that way.
Yeah, last year he had a fantastic Australian Open. In terms of his prospects this year, what are you expecting from him? Oh, US Open, rather, sorry, last year. Made it to the quarterfinals. Does he continue that form right through this year?
Yeah, I think he's just, he doesn't have the biggest game in the world. I think he's one of those guys that plays, you know, probably to a pretty good level, and then someone jumps about, you know, up above that, he might be in a little bit of trouble. But he's just a solid all-round player, and I think he's obviously looking pretty fit at the moment, worked pretty hard in the off-season, and then he's, you know, he's had a couple of good results here, so you know, pretty straightforward sort of draw for him, I guess, and he just looks solid. So, you know, he could go all the way, who knows? And the way our draw is over here, it's actually really open. So, you know, it's anyone's game there at the moment.
And he'll take on Kohlschreiber a little later on today, who won yesterday over Fabio Fognini really easily as well. Were you impressed with what the German had to show?
Yeah, look, he always looks sharp and you know, hits the ball well, and sometimes he started a little bit rough, you know, at the beginning of the season, but he looked pretty sharp. But in saying that, you know, I'm not 100% sure how into it Fognini was. He might be wearing the same shirt again the next tournament, but you know, that's sort of that's up to these guys. They sort of use these tournaments sometimes where they just want a match or two, and then, you know, for him, he'll be looking to have a pretty good result at Aussie Open. So, you know, I don't know if he really wants to go too deep this week, but who knows, you know.
Alistair, just wanted to ask you about Cameron Norrie, who obviously born in South Africa to a Scottish father, Welsh mother, lived in New Zealand for most of his formative years, and now with Great Britain through to the semi-final. How's the response been from the are you on board the Kiwis over there in terms of Cam, even though he's playing for Great Britain now?
Yeah, the crowd love him. Look, he you know, a good mate of mine, James Greenhalgh, actually had a lot to do with him in his development. Spent a lot of time, a lot of years with him, but we still think of Cam as a Kiwi, and you know, me being Davis Cup captain, obviously pretty gutted he goes off to Britain, but, you know, he saw the light and he gets a lot bigger check over there and support than what he would here. So, you know, totally understand that. And he was at that point in his career where he had to make that decision. And, you know, he's obviously made the right one, and it's provided, you know, the goods for him. So, but the Kiwis love him, you know, big crowd out there, and they're definitely in behind him. And look, of all the guys there, you know, we'd love to see him win the tournament. So, you know, we'll see how he goes.
Well, was it a purely financial situation with him that he could actually get some more funding from Great Britain, more so than New Zealand? And how far do you think he can go? He's obviously beaten Taylor Fritz in Auckland and gets to play him again in Melbourne.
Yeah, I think, look, his game's developing all the time. I used to travel a lot with him when he was, you know, around sort of 12, 14, 16. Super smart player. You know, obviously being the lefty, just I think he manages the court pretty well. You know, gets around the court and puts the ball in some tough angles, which guys don't really like sometimes. And you know, he dealt well with that Taylor Fritz yesterday. He was playing pretty well, and obviously coming off a big win against Isner, so he was looking sharp. And Cam, you know, he played the big points well yesterday. Obviously, I think helps with the crowd in there, but he's looking sharp. He had a good year last year, probably just finding his feet a little bit more on the pro tour for the whole year. And I expect, you know, hopefully this year he jumps in that top 50, maybe up around sort of
So Norrie takes on Struff today and Sangren takes on Cole Schreiber. What are you expecting the final to be after those two matches today?
Well, that Struff and that Carino booster match yesterday was, for us, I think, the with the match of the tournament.
Yep. Three tiebreakers.
Three tiebreakers. Really, really high-quality match. The shots that these guys were both playing were incredible, and it could have gone either way. Carino Booster was up in the third, break up in the third, and then next minute he's down, and then it gets to the breaker, and real topsy-turvy. So, and then that Struff, he got off the court and went and played doubles. So he played 3 hours of singles and then went and played a doubles and won 6-6. So he's obviously got some wheels, and but Harry pulls up today. Hopefully he's ready to go, but I mean, it's going to be a tough ask for Cam. I think it's going to be a very tight match, but that's a tough one. Tough to pick that one. I hope Cam gets up, but Strip's going to be tough. And then I think Cole Schreiber would probably be a little bit too tough for Sandgren, but, as ever, when someone calls it, it normally goes the other way, doesn't it? So I'll probably just jinx the guy.
Alistair, thanks so much for your time over the last couple of days. It's been great to follow the build-up over there in Auckland and enjoy the semi-finals later on this afternoon.
Thanks very much. Have a good one.